Welcome to Empowering Connections, a podcast by Connie Akins, a licensed professional counselor with a private practice to help you heal your personal and professional relationships through counseling advice, tips, and ideas. Empowering Connections will focus on healthy ways to improve these relationships, help you manage your stress, and attain a better sense of self-fulfillment.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I want to talk about work-life balance. Why is work-life balance so important? Well, a couple of reasons. Right now, most of us are feeling the stress of work-life balance. And I'm going to say that we're feeling that stress because we are currently working in a pandemic. Many people are working from home, and not only are they trying to achieve career success, but they're also taking care of children and being an alternative education provider for their children. So in other words, they're trying to do two things at once. They're trying to balance their family life, and they're trying to make sure that their children are educated properly and also do a good job for their employer. Work-life balance is a term that has been around for quite some time. It really means having a healthy balance of both work and your life. And why is this important? Because it is important to manage your life so that it will reduce emotional stress, help you to enjoy your family, reduce physical health problems, and improve your mental well-being. Some people will say that work-life balance is important because it is going to produce a employee or worker who is more in tune with what needs to happen on a daily basis in the work environment. In other words, they're going to be so dedicated to their career that they will spend a large amount of time saving their employer money because they have learned how to manage both their career and their lifestyle. Now, I want to point out some things. First of all, my generation, we have had the most flexible, I think, work environment of any generation. My parents were baby boomers, and they worked the same job for 30 years. My children are millennials, and they are people who have found passion in doing the things that they like. So, for younger generations, work-life balance might mean sleeping in later. It might mean more flex time. It might mean being able to travel frequently and just have the type of lifestyle that they want, along with working in whatever capacity that they find passionate about. Well, why are people so stressed out? Well, one of the reasons that people are so stressed is because in today's society, we are driven by fierce competition, and we have a mindset to win at all costs. Some people also have a scarcity mindset, meaning that they think that I'm not enough and that their desire to succeed drives them more than their desire to have balance in their life. And that is a huge source of stress and anxiety. Work-life balance helps to create stability. It helps to create reduced stress, and it helps to help you enjoy the career path that you have chosen. I want to say this also. When work-life balance first began as a conversation, it started off as something that probably corporate America wanted, because people were working extraordinary hours and they were becoming more in tune with their career and less likely focused on how to have a healthy family life. And so in order to create work-life balance, these are some of the things that we should be looking for. We should be looking for, how do I work and continue to be happy? How do I work and continue to have a healthy lifestyle? How do I enjoy my physical space and have emotional balance within the workplace? We should also think about flexibility when it comes to work-life balance, because flexibility is something that helps us to be fluid, it helps to reduce stress and anxiety, and it helps us to achieve work-life balance. Now, how can a person be more flexible in their workspace? Well, right now, we have seen a complete shift in our thinking about the workspace. Prior to the pandemic, everyone was in an office space, everyone was in a confined structure, and now people are having to work from home. And so more online, both learning and working is occurring at the same time. Before COVID-19, working remotely was thought to be a privilege. It was also thought to be an opportunity or a perk for high-achieving employees. Now, because of the social structure of both our economy and our public health crisis, many of us have to work from our homes. And so it has created both an opportunity for personal development and for greater access to others socially if you take the time to connect. I want you to help to understand more about work-life balance, and here are some tips for you. The first thing I want you to think about is understand why you may be out of alignment. So, in our current state, some people are out of alignment because of the pandemic, because, like I said earlier, they're forced to both navigate childcare, education, and work all at the same time. However, before the pandemic, people were out of alignment because they would spend more time at the workspace than they would with their family or enjoying social connections. One way that you can learn to have greater work-life balance is to have a set routine. Create a routine that drives your day. So, ask yourself this question. What does that look like? For many people, having a routine means they have a rising time. They have habits that they've incorporated into their day to make their day easier. They have also created routines and strategies to help not only reinforce what they want to accomplish at work, but reinforce and create the personal lifestyle that they desire. What are some other work-life balance tips? Disconnect. And what I mean by disconnect is don't listen to social media, turn off the news, especially while we're at home during this public health crisis, and think about things that you need to spend less time doing in order to create more balance in your life. Set an intention if you want to have work-life balance. Intentions are, what do you want your ideal life to look like? How do you want your work environment to feel? How does it look? How do you see yourself in the work environment? And how are you going to manage all of your priorities and feel stress-free at the same time? Another way to create work-life balance is to develop an exercise and sleep routine. And I'm going to also add another thing, get some more water. But this routine of both physical activity and sleep are so important because lack of sleep, lack of exercise creates some of the biggest healthcare problems within our nation, and also hurts people physically when they are unable to reduce their stress. And the reason they're stressed out is because they're not paying attention to their physical body. Establish a mantra. Create positive energy, positive affirmations, positive self-talk that will promote you having balance with both work and family life. Focus on being mindful. And this part is really challenging for a lot of people because people who experience high stress, high anxiety, they often have a mindset of where they feel as if they're not enough, they feel as if they're not going to achieve enough, and they also are unable to be grateful for the moment. So focus on being mindful, accepting where you are in the present moment, and being grateful for the here and now. And so if you think about how to be mindful, I would say focus on your five senses, which I like talking about a lot. Focus on your personal interactions. Focus on how you see the world around you, your physical environment, your mental health. Focus on how to achieve gratitude for the things that you have right now, and then focus on how you would like to achieve future success. Another way to achieve work-life balance is to be organized. Get organized. This includes setting deadlines, creating the type of workspace that you would like to have, especially now that we're at home, creating for yourself opportunities to do all of the things that you would like to do within a set time frame. However, be flexible, because those of you who are parenting and working at the same time, work-life balance means something totally different right now. Use tools to help you organize your life. For example, you can use Outlook as a planner if you like to do it on your phone, or Calendly, or Google Calendar, or you can just use a hard copy of an actual planner. Declutter. When you get rid of the things that you don't need, you will be able to access more of what you actually want. Those are just some of my work-life balance tips.
Thank you for listening.
The Empowering Connections podcast is not intended to replace the need for a professional counseling relationship. This podcast does not constitute professional advice or counseling services. As always, if you need mental health services, please seek a qualified mental health provider. You can find Connie Akins on the websites Psychology Today and Therapy for Black Girls. If you have an iTunes or Spotify account, please subscribe, share, and continue to listen. Feel free to check out Connie Akins' website at www.empoweringserenity.net and follow Connie on Instagram at ConnieAkinsLPC. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. We appreciate you listening to the Empowering Connections podcast and providing feedback. Stay positive.